In livestock news for the Southeast AgNet, the Agriculture Secretary says USDA will work closer with states in implementing intrastate movement restrictions for dairy cows as a preventative measure against a strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
USDA efforts to reduce spread of the H5N1 strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle continues via interstate movement restrictions of lactating cows and required testing. Additional efforts announced by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack Friday include:
we're going to accelerate our work with states with affected herds to support their individual efforts as they consider movement restrictions within their borders.
Secretary Vilsack explains states have jurisdiction regarding intrastate movement of lactating dairy cows.
We're going to work with states as they consider movement restrictions within their borders to further limit the spread of H5N1 between premises, more quickly contain and ultimately over time eliminate the virus from these herds.
As of Friday, 9 states reported dairy cattle herds with cattle infected with the H5N1 strain of HPAI. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
I'm Will Jordan for the Southeast Ag.